for us. And for me, it doesn't change my mindset. It's a business. I have nothing to do with it. The couple of days I had with McGahee was kind of special because the guy is a great man. He's a great man, and we most definitely wish him the best. But, like I said, it's a business, and this program is most definitely just going to stay on track.
And kind of to the rest of us, maybe the sign is that there's a lot of confidence in you and Ronnie. The guys, how's it changed your role in terms of the reps you're going to get, the chances to be a starter?
Well, I'm sure it's no secret that all of us, with one person missing, are going to get our reps are going to increase. But like I said, for me, I'm approaching every day like I did before when he was here, and even when he wasn't here, like in the OTAs. So I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing.
We asked you last week, but then how do you feel now as far as your confidence in the playbook and comfortable out there with Peyton and the rest of the first game offense?
I feel really good, actually. I think I showed a lot of progress in these OTAs, practices, and the rookie minicamp all put together. I showed a lot of progress, and I'm extremely comfortable with the playbook right now.
I think one of the things Ronnie has said, even dating back to last year, is it's really important to get Peyton to trust him. In terms of pass protection, where are you in that, process?
Well, right now with no pads on, I think I'm pretty good. Once we come back, we put pads on, it's going to be a different story. We're going to do pass protection, like scenarios, one-on-one with the linebackers and stuff, but I'm sure I'll be pretty good at it.
Because he doesn't take it easy.
Oh, no, and he shouldn't. Yeah, he shouldn't. That's our job. That's why we're here, and everyone has to do their job.
How much do you think it's helped you to get thrown in and see so much work with Peyton in the first
game? I think it's helped a lot, because when I first got here, from what I've seen on TV, he makes a lot of audibles and stuff like that. And the work we've been doing after practice has helped me out a lot because I'm a lot more comfortable, and I feel like I'm gaining some experience a little bit with all the help he's been doing.
What has it meant to you that he spent some time one-on-one with you afterwards? I don't think he'd do that if he didn't see you as being big time.
Yeah, it means a lot to me. I'm very grateful for it because, he's going out of his way to, help me out, which obviously is going to benefit him as well by giving him more time at pass protection and by everyone knowing their assignment. But like I told him, I really appreciate every time after practice, after he helps me, I tell him thank you.
Monte, when you looked around this room, I know you're just a rookie, but somebody had to go as far as running backs. I mean, were you just surprised?
Like I told him, I was surprised. We're only surprised because, we're all so close. And then when you go into the room, you see an empty chair. And you start asking questions, and I'm sure it was hard for Coach E because he was really close to McGahee. He was really close to us all, but it's just hard to let a player go.
I mean, this lesson for you, this is the business side.
Yeah, it is. Most definitely, it's a reality. It's a shocker to us because it's just it's just how the business goes, how the NFL goes. Sorry to say that he had to leave, but we wish him the best. But there's nothing we can do about it, us players.
Now that you're down one man, so to speak. More pressure on you?
No, not at all. Like I said, I'm going to keep approaching practice like I have and keep doing what I've been doing and just put the blinders on and make sure I stay in the playbook and keep contributing.
Now that this camp is over, what are you hoping the coaches remember? Think about you over these next 6 weeks.
Yeah, I made sure to leave a little impression on the conditioning test that we just did. Everything before that, I just want them to remember that I came in working since day one and really attacked the playbook from day one, and I made a lot of progress with it.
The conditioning test?
I'm sorry, what?
How so? How did you leave an impression?
I was trying to finish first every time. I was finishing first until the last one, and Ronnie beat me. Yeah, but I want them to know that I'm here to work.
How will you spend the next 6 weeks?
I'm going to go back up to Madison. Like I said, in college, my parents moved up there, both my sisters, so I'm going to visit them. Probably be up there for about 2 weeks, and then I'm going to, come back. I think I'll be back here.
You've impressed me coming in very aware, very professional, very on point. But, a day like today's got to remind you, if you didn't know already, this is a business. Nothing's guaranteed. It wasn't about you, but it was about your position and a qualified player.
Yeah, like I said, it's a tough topic for me to talk about. I'm a rookie. I have nothing to say really much about it because it's not in my hands. Like I said, I wish him the best. We were shocked, obviously, that he was gone because we all really liked him. But we most definitely wish him the best, and he's going to get back on his feet for sure.
Okay. I know it's early, but can you see yourself and Ronnie as a big 1-2 punch on this team?
Yeah, that's for me, that's my goal is to play. I'll be a 1-2 punch. Even if I get in and get 2 plays, 3 plays, I'll be happy because I'm contributing, some way. But like I said, obviously my goal is to be the starter, speaking for every other running back as well. We want that position. But, for now it's early. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Inside that 1-2 punch of you and Ronnie, people consider you the thunder or you the hammer of the group. Do you look at yourself as that kind of running back, or do you think people have you off a little bit right there?
That's about right. I can most definitely make, defenders miss. And I'm a lot lighter and quicker on my feet than most people think. But, obviously Ronnie's a lot faster, a lot more agile. So, you know, we can, you know, if it comes down to it, 1-2 punch, you know, he'll most definitely be the Lightning. Right. But, you know, as of right now, I'm just here to work, and it'll all iron out later.
When do you expect to sign your contract?
Just talking about talking to that to my agent. Soon, but, you know, for right now, it's that's not what it's really about. You know, for me, I'm not here for the money, honestly. And that's what I told my agent. I told him not to bother them that much. I just told him I'm just blessed to be here because it's always been my favorite team.
Before they changed the CBA, there was a lot of protracted holdouts, and the big key was, do you want to be here on time for the start of camp? And I know you can still do tweaks to a contract. It's kind of slotted. But how important is it to be here day one, going out of the way so that you're...
Well, yeah. Obviously, it's important to get it out of the way. Just one less thing off your plate. But, yeah, it's very important to be here day one, just worrying about the playbook and worrying about playing football. Because you want to be here once we start, you know, hit the ground running. That's what Coach E told us, and that's what we're going to do.
Okay, thanks, Monte.